Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک یہ نعمت خدا کی طہارت کا پرچم طہارت کا پرچم فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم مبارک 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 ہو پہ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg. And of course, it's the time for the bliss of marriage with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our beloved, respected, honorable, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Well, it's exactly now 6 minutes after 11 South African time. I want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, and I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Today is the 22nd of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved engineer, Brother Bonface. And of course, we welcome our beloved, respected, honorable, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah Ustad. Welcome to the Bliss of Marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
A listener wants to know, Ustad, if a sister is sitting on in iddat, can she receive a proposal, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before I respond to that query, few announcements to make. Number one, this morning they contacted me from Port Elizabeth, Hazrat Mohana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidhahullah, his secretary and so forth. And they said that we must request that you, the Ummah, so all of us can play a role in this, that they want hundreds of thousands of rand, lilla money, so they can put up boreholes, inshallah, and especially in Tongat and other areas as well. So whoever is interested and pass the word around for the borehole project, even if you got 100 rand, it's fine. So just right there, I'll send you the account details. You just send it to me, and then I'll send you the details, and you just write Lilla borehole, and in that way, inshallah, quickly, we can try and help thousands of people who are stranded, who don't have water. So let us all, inshallah, participate in this noble task, inshallah, and it will make intense intention of Sadaqa Jariyah, recurring charity for ourselves, those who are living, those who have passed away. For everybody, we can make that intention. So please, let us all try our level best. Number two is this, that remember that in the bliss of marriage, don't take any person's name or any place names, because sometimes this all causes a lot of problems, and certain families start thinking that we're speaking about them. We know that this is a program to help you, that we solve our problems, not we go and create problems for other people. And you know, always I tell you, you ask the questions, we never heard the other side of the story, but remember, that is how we will answer according to the question that is posed. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the first question was this: there is a lady sitting in iddat. We're not sure which iddat it is. The husband passed away, then it is 130 days from time of death, 130 days. Or is it the iddat of talaq? The husband divorced her, 1, 2, 3 talaq, and now she is sitting in iddat, salasata quru. All this is mentioned in Quran. And arbata ashhurin wa ashra, the 130 days, and yeah, the 3 quru. The Hanafi and Hanbali ulama say 3 quru means 3 menses after the talaq has been issued or written. And likewise, that the Malikis and Hanbali say it refers to 3 periods of cleanliness. So that is the slight academic discussion. Now you are in iddat, and now a sharpshooter, a suitor comes and he wants to propose to you. Is that permissible or not? So let us see what the Quran Sharif teaches us. And if you go to the Quran Sharif, you will find it in Surah 2 and verse number 235. Almighty Allah states, وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ, there is no sin upon you, فِيمَا أَرَّدْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ خِطْبَةِ النِّسَى, that you make, you know, just little bit signs, like that you tell that lady, don't worry, inshallah you will get somebody who's compatible, suitable. So that is the meaning of ta'reez, that you just make a certain sign, like, أَوْ أَكْنَنْتُمْ فِي أَنْبُسِكُمْ, or you just keep quiet about it and say, okay, when she's finished with the iddat, then inshallah that we will sort it out. But don't do this, وَلَا تُوَعِدْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُوَعِدُهُنَّ سِرَّ, don't go tell her privately that when your iddat is finished, I'll marry you, and you start making preparation like that. So that is not permissible. وَلَا تَعْزِمُوا أُقْدَةَ النِّكَاحِ, and don't start fixing up the date and all these type of things, حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلًا, till the iddat is expired. So it means best is you leave all these things to after the iddat is expired. And during the iddat, you can just make certain, you know, implicit and indirect comment, but you can't go and tell her directly, I'm interested in you and I will marry you. All that is not permissible. Surah 2, verse number 235. So that is the lesson we should learn.
Ustaz, regarding that question, there's another question that came in. A sister says, regarding iddat, can a lady living in a flat, can she come out of the bounds of the flat? And is the front door considered the bound of the house, or can the walkway on her level also classify as a house ustad?
Remember, when you are in a complex and you are living in the flats, it's 10 story, 20, 40, 50 story. So your house, that is your boundary, not the walkway and all that. You say, no, I will go for a stroll day on the walkway, go check out the beach looking. I will pass this year, pass there, walk from the east to the west, from the right to the left, all that not permissible. So remember, you have to stay in your house. Yes, if there's emergency or something, you have to be rushed to the doctor or something, that's different. But now you just go for a stroll, for a walk, all that on the walkway, and that all is not permissible. So we must be clear that there are certain rules that govern it. That so when the husband passed away, or your husband gave you 3 talaq, then you can't be wearing new clothes. It's not the time for celebration. You can't be applying henna and mehndi, and you can't be wearing and using jewelry. So all these are to highlight and can show you that this is the time of iddat, is time of sadness, and it is, remember, that the time not that you're celebrating. So you must be sad that your husband passed away, and you should be sad that the marriage ended in talaq and divorce. So therefore all these type of laws, and you, the husband, you responsible for all her expenses when you have issued that talaq for her iddat period. So that also is another reason that the women, they want to go out, because many husband, ex-husband, don't want to support them. So that is totally haram. The onus responsibility is on the ex-husband. He must support his wife during the iddat period. So that is compulsory.
Ustad, it's a lengthy question. I'm going to break it into small pieces. Student of Deen, 29 years old. She says she's having problem falling pregnant, Ustad. And she says that her mother-in-law and her husband, they want her to fall pregnant. But the problem is she's going to a gynae. They're taking her this Friday to a male gynae. She does not want to go, but because the mother-in-law and her husband says he's the best in the country. What should she do, Ustad? Student of Deen.
Remember, you are a student of Deen. You must put your foot down and say, no, you won't go to that gynae. There are so many female gynaes. You can go to a Muslim gynae, female, or if there's no Muslim female gynae, go to a non-Muslim, but a female gynae. Now imagine a strange man, he is going to investigate and look at your private and so many other issues, all that totally haram. And then you say that you are married 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. So in this case, yeah, you must speak to your husband. We want the mercy of Almighty Allah, but the method we are adopting is the wrong way. Your mother-in-law is just being emotional and so forth. To fall pregnant is not something switch on, switch off button. It will happen when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants it to happen. You say you're a student of Deen. Today, the Imam Sahib Fajr time, he read the Surah, and Surah 21, verses 83, 87, 89. So I told the people who were there, see how beautifully the imams have read. All of you must by heart these verses. So I am choosing one from there. You are married 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever the case is, and nothing happened. So now what the gynae can do? So you can't do anything. Remember, everything is in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you must start reading and tell your husband to start reading and tell mother-in-law to stay out of this whole thing there. So sometimes the mother-in-law also put their nose where it's not supposed to be. So remember that Surah 21, verse 89. Rabbi la tadharni fardaw wa anta khairul warithin. Ya Allah, do not leave us alone. You are the best one to grant is. Who are we speaking about? We're not speaking about me and you, ordinary people. We're speaking of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. We're speaking of his honorable wife, Alisha. Remember, Quran says, Waslahna lahu zawja. That both of them were old, and Almighty Allah blessed them with Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. So both of you start reading Surah 21, verse 89. Second one, both of you start reading Surah 37, verse 100. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is old and he doesn't have children and he's got two wives, and he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 37, verse 100, just after Surah Yasin. Surah Safat, chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Allah, bless me, grant me pious children, grant me normal children, all the translations acceptable. Lo and behold, first Sayyidaha Hajar radiallahu anha gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Then Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha gave birth and to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's number two. Number three, dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. Surah 3, verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'ud du'a. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me from your side such offspring that will be pure and chaste. Innaka sami'ud du'a. Oh Allah, you are the one who listens to the du'as, who answers the du'as, Ya Allah. Surah chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 38. The pious people's dua. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us such spouses, grant us such offspring and progeny and children that will be the anko kitandak banjai. The coolness of the eyes, Ya Allah. Surah 25, verse 74. The last one, both of you, husband, wife. And now it's winter. If you can, then very good. If you can't, no problem. So daily, if you wake up the Hajjud time and take out 3 minutes, 5 minutes, both of you, husband, wife, read your 2 rakat, 4 rakat, the Hajjud, and then read istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. Allah Jalla wa'ala states, wabil ashab. And the pious people are those who make istighfar. They beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness sehri time. So anytime daytime you can read, but the best time is sehri time, the pre-dawn time, sehri time. You know now Ramadan time, suhoor sehri. And when a nation, a person makes istighfar, then chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13, go see, you're see, innahu kana ghaffara. Almighty Allah is ghaffar, very, very forgiving. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. Allah will send beneficial good rain for you. Wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa baneen. Almighty Allah will increase your wealth for you. Allah will bless you with children. These are the worldly benefits. Wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Allah will give you Jannat, the gardens of paradise, and the rivers and the streams of paradise and Jannah. 5 verses I gave you. So you, sister, leave all this doing haram dandas. That in South Africa, you can't tell me there's no female gynecologist. And that is shaitaniyat to say that no, we must go to him. He's the best in the country. So where's our iman? Where's our yakin? The doctor can do nothing. So remember that he's just the means. You must go to Almighty Allah and follow the prescription of Almighty Allah and the teaching of Nabi alayhi salam is haram. Common sense, you know, common sense is no more common. Imagine you go there, you're alone with the doctor and everything he can see of yours. We must have some haya, some shame, some modesty. Inna li kulli deenin khuluqa. Imam Malik rahimahullah mentioned this beautiful, wonderful hadith in Muwatta Malik. Every religion has got their own characteristic. That wa khuluqul Islam al haya, the unique feature, characteristic of Islam is haya, shame, modesty. So that is our advice. It's haram for a lady to go to a male gynecologist.
Listen to what she says, Ustad. He's very rich and he doesn't take no for an answer.
Remember, we're not interested in rich and all these things. We're telling you what is Sharia. So you must remember that. So that is the big problem you'll have. You get married and then now he wants to dictate to you. We're not interested in rich and poor. In Islam, there's one law for everybody, whether you're rich or you're poor. So remember that. You must just say you're not going, it's haram. Do whatever you want to, finish and club.
A question says, Ustad, that what should a sister do if she has lost feelings for her husband and feels very cold towards him? Ustad, your answer?
So remember, it's winter now, so go and embrace your husband and seduce him, and then both parties will get warm, and mashallah, you say you're cold towards him, so why you don't take the initiative and so forth? So you see, when you start feeling cold, when the marriage turns sour, now the wife looks at the Hollywood, Bollywood, and she says that this actor, the Boharu Lage, he looks very smart. And then she looks at the husband, he says, nah, he looks so old and cold. When the wife, husband looks at now all the Hollywood, Bollywood, Tigerhood, you know, we got tiger weddings and all. So you must remember these type of things. So what happens is this, that he says, look at that lady there. Then he look at his wife, he say, when I married her, she was slim and trim. 1 liter bottle, now she looks like a 5 liter, you see. So that is all the shaitaniyat we brought. So when you want, you know, when I deliver nikah lectures, I say how to keep the spark always in marriage. We give 10 recipes. Quickly, let me give you. When we lecture to the man, we tell them 10 prescriptions. We lecture to the woman, like now I'm lecturing to you ladies. So I'm saying 10 recipes, you see? So we must use the right words for both parties. So write down the 10 prescriptions, the 10 recipes. So today your son is getting married. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, go open al-maqasidul hasana, you will find it there. People, they go read maqasid hasana, they say they can't find it. Go in the ending, you will find it there. So, and it's sahih, what she said, is authentic. So she said, you want to get married, you want to start job, you want to do this, you want to do that, start on a Wednesday. So tonight, your daughter is getting married, your son is getting married, tonight is Wednesday already, Islamically. So remember that now when you get married, so now the husband and wife are alone. So what must they do? Now, Molana, you must count, right? Or write it down. So one, they're going to read Salat. So husband in front and wife at the back. So the husband will give Iqamat, okay? They don't have to read Yasin and Tabarak. You read Wal Asri, Inna Atena, Qulubi Falak, Qulubi Nas, like that, after Surah Fatiha. The wife will be behind you. Two, the husband, the hadith in, remember Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba and all that. So the second one will be that, Sheikh Albani wrote the whole book on this, Adabu Laylati Zifaf, the of the wedding night. You will find half of it there also. Number two, you must give a gift to your wife. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she married Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this month of Shawwal. And remember, it was 10th of Shawwal. Anyway, when the wedding night took place and so forth, then the master alayhi salam gave a milk. So you give milk, you give money, you give chocolate, whatever you want, so give a gift beside the mahar. So that is two. Third one, sprinkle some water. You see, husband will sprinkle water on the wife's forehead and she will sprinkle water on the husband's forehead. So when I sprinkle on my wife, then what will I read? Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever good quality she possesses, let us share it, Ya Allah. Whatever weaknesses she had, protect her and protect me. Hadith Musannaf Abdul Razak. So you must remember that she will do the same. So this is all for the wedding night when you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth one, before a husband wife become intimate and go to bed and so forth. And this is lifelong. Whenever you want to fulfill the conjugal relationship, so read the dua mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. What is that? Bismillah. Always Allah's name first. Channibna shaitan. Ya Allah, save me, save us, husband, wife, from the Satan, shaitan, Lucifer. Wajannibi shaitan ma razaqtana. And protect the shaitan, Ya Allah, from our children must be protected from him. How many we got? Four. Fifth one, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahababtum afshu salama baynakum. You live in a house. We want the house to become a home. We want the home to become darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. When you enter, say, assalamu alaikum, O popi, O darling, O sweetheart. She will say, wa alaikum assalam, my jaan, my husband, my master. Whatever she wants to use. So words like that. So you make salam. She makes salam to you. You make salam. Allah will make your home Dar as Salam, a home of peace and tranquility. Five. Then number six, we want to smile with the air hostess. We want to smile with the lady working in the mall. And you want to see Paul. So remember, smile with your wife. Wife, smile with your husband. When you smile, it's contagious. Remember that. I smile, you will smile back. You will see that. So, وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ تَلْقَ. So, smiling is sunnah in the right place, not haram places. Amni, six finished. Seven, تَحَادُوا تَحَابُوا. For your wife or husbands, buy her gifts. Without her asking, oh my honey, take this money. How much they do for us. Oh, my poor Pete, take this gift I bought for you. So like that. Once in a while, she buys a handkerchief, a miswak, a topi, it's fine. But now and then, once a week, once a month, something, just give her something. Show you still love her and appreciate what she's doing for you. How many? Seven, eight. Keep affectionate names. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Teaching Sayyidah Aisha and the Ummah. What are the names, affectionate names for Siddiqa? Ya Humaira in Darakutni. That, oh Humaira, the one with the red, red complexion. Ya Muwaffaqa, oh Aisha, Siddiqa, Allah gave you tawfiq that you do so many good deeds. 2,210 ahadith she memorized and taught this ummah. So imagine that. Then, Ya Aish, so shortcut, you see. So that is Aish. Ya Siddiqa, bint Siddiq. Oh Siddiqa, you are the daughter of Siddiq. So you keep darling, poppy, sweetheart, whatever. So like that. So how many now?
Eight.
Number nine, Asma'ul Husna. Allah is commanding us, chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahil Asma'ul Husna fad'uhu biha. Allah says, invoke and call Almighty Allah by His names. Imagine husband, wife, both reading Asma'ul Husna. What you think will happen? What you think? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, Bukhari Sharif, first one, second one, Tirmidhi. Man hafidhaha dakhal al-jannah, man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. You by heart it, you go to paradise. You look inside and you read it, you go to Jannah. And number 10, tilka ashratun kamila. And that is du'as you make together. Oh, husband, wife, when last you made du'a together? Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma aslih dhat baynina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-iffata was-sihha. Ya Allah, let us lead a chaste and pure life. Ya Allah, you give us health. Ya Allah, you bring the love. And not only the bodies must meet, the hearts must meet. Now you tell me, if you follow this, what will happen? Your whole marriage, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years will be a long, long honeymoon. It will be a bed of roses. But you see, today people want to go to this psychologist, this psychiatrist, this counselor, and this shaitan, and this one, and that one. They forget what Quran says. They forget what Hadith says. They forget what the Salaf Salih, the pious people said. So that is what Islam is teaching. Our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, he wrote an excellent book, Zivajul Mubakir. Get married quickly. He wrote my name and gave it to me. So remember that. These are the type of books you must read and see the advices he got. Excellent. Remember that.
Sister says, Ustad, you spoke about affectionate names. She says, my husband calls me a rabbit. Is that fine, Ustad?
If you don't find it fine, it is fine. If you take objection, you must tell him, you're not a khargosh, you're not a arnab, you are not a rabbit. So whatever it is, you all are happy, we happy. You're not happy, then tell him you're not happy. So you must keep names where you show. Maybe your features a little bit like, you know. So Allah knows best. So Allah Ta'ala, you understand. So whatever you want to, that you must be happy. Both parties must be happy. It must not be derogatory names.
Subhanallah. I see your beloved engineer, Haji Suleiman Estop Ustad, is having a good life. He says he is available, Ustad. Please to make a land for him, Ustad.
Right. We got two guys at Markaz Sahaba. Available. One is 22 years old, our brother Uwais. So Uwais is 100% Tabliki, you see. So you must know from the, and not half is. Then we got our brother Suleiman Esop, is 35 years old. First nikah didn't work out. He got two beautiful handsome sons, 9, 10 years old. And remember, he wants to settle down. Now Suleiman is not Tabliki 100%. He's 50-50. 49-51. Sometimes he's Tabliki and sometimes he's Khankai. You see,
see that. So he plays both sides. Dono taraf tabla marta hai. You see, he hits both sides. You understood? So that's how our brother Suleiman. So in that way, and his father passed away, Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. So he loves with his mother. And remember, mother is Maimon, father is Urdu. So 4951 business there. So anyway, there is also available. So any one of you want to settle down, we gave you the history and geography also.
I think there's another student of Deen Ustad listening to you this beautiful Tuesday morning say that he just says, sometimes I bite myself, Mufti Saab, why I married this man? Because everything is about his money. Can Mufti Saab call him? Student of Deen also Ustad.
Yes, but you see, my sister, I told you all this 100 times. When you say you're a student of Deen's, then I understand that you went to the girls' madrasa and you studied Bukhari or Mishkat or Riyadu Salihin, or remember you studied some tafsir, maybe Safatul Tafasir of our Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, or something like that. So you learned there, Fasfar Bidati Deen, make the deen, the piety of the person, the priority number one. But that person came with the mal, they came with the jamal, they came with the BMW. So be my wife. Then you said, hey, my parents, they're a little bit poor, middle class, let me get married, yeah, then I also can fly to Dubai, I also can move in a helicopter, I can also go for holidays here and there and everywhere. So your niyat also was tainted, polluted, my sister. Therefore, you are biting your lips and grinding your teeth. Now why? وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Islam did not say, don't look at the mal and jamal, the wealth and the handsomeness or beauty. Islam says, look at it, but don't make it priority number one. Now you made it priority number one, so you made the decisions. Now what can we do now? So you must start now the process. How the process? That, okay, Ya Allah, I know a little bit of deen. I'm starting today. Tonight is Wednesday. Very good to start on Wednesday. We're going to start Riyadu Salihin. Every day, I will read to my husband. My husband will read to me once a week, twice a week. If they child children, then they get the chance. We'll read Fazail A'mal of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykh al-Hadith Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Like that, you have to create that environment and so forth. And move away from the wealth. See, that king or ruler, whatever you want to call, of Emirates, he died. They said billion dollars he owned. Then on the Burj Khalifa, and the tower there. I must tell you a nice story about that. So remember this, that Burj Khalifa, I must tell you that, remember that, what is Burj Khalifa? So, and what is about the tower? I must tell you a story. So remember, he passed away. And you look at that Burj, the highest tower in the world, and look at his grave. So I went to his grave. You must remember Bahlul. Write it down. Bahlul. Ba, ha, lam, wow, lam. Bahlul is Waliullah. So when I went to Iraq in 2000, so remember I went to his grave. Non-Muslims are full there also. So when we go to Bahlul's grave, then I start reading about him. So he lived in the time of Harun Rashid. So Harun Rashid came to him. You see, awliyaullah, they don't go by these people. They must come by you. So he, Harun Rashid, told him, for Bahlul, awsini, give me advice. So he said, you want my advice, Harun Rashid? This is advice I give you. Now listen, those of you who know Arabic, you will understand. He said, what you did, rafa'at at-tween, you took the sand and you made it so high and high and high. And you took the deen and you made it so low and low and low. You built big, big palaces and big, big towers and all that. You took the cement and put it so high and high. And the nas, the divine text, the prophetic text that you put right down. In kana min amwalik, if it is from your wealth, O Harun Rashid, fa anta min al musrifin, then you were squandering and wasting the wealth. And in kana min amwalin nas, If it is the ummah's money, the public's money, and you are using that, for anta min al-zalimeen, then you're a tenfold dictator, O Harun Rashid. Harun Rashid looked at him, and the tears were rolling down for Baka Harun. King Faisal, rahimahullah, is shaheed. He called Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. And Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi was alone, was King Faisal. And then he told King Faisal, told all the guards, you'll go. He asked Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, give advice. Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi is all written in his books, in his biography. So he says, when I gave him advice, then Faisal started crying. He said, the way he cried, the guards rushed inside. And they asked, what happened? He said, go. This man is giving me true advice that we get deceived, that people call us all this Jalalatul Malik and who is majesty, the king, and so forth and so on. So that is what happens to us. We get fooled. Therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to speak to the dunya and say, Ya dunya, ghurri ghairi, go and deceive other people. Don't come and try and deceive me. I, Ali bin Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu warda, I gave you, O dunya, 3 talaq, get out from here. You see? So now when we are student of deen and we make these kind of decisions based on mal, based on jamal, so are we, now ask yourself one question, are we inviting the rahmah of Allah, the mercy, or are we inviting the zahma, the punishment of Allah? You see? That is what we do. So today we are 90% bringing about the curse, the chastisement, punishment of Allah. So anyway, sister, we want to make your nikah work. Hamara kaam jorna hai torna nahi. We want your marriage must work and not break. So therefore, you start ta'aleem, all that. And I gave you 10 prescriptions, Ameen. 10 recipes. So you try it out, inshallah.
I see this. A student of Deen says, can I give Mufti Sahib his number and can Mufti Sahib call him? Ustad.
I don't call anybody. Remember that Harun Rashid, he came to Imam Malik rahimahullah. So he told Imam Malik, you know, I'm the Khalifa, I'm the ruler. So you must make special time for my student, my sons, and teach them. And you must come there by them. And Imam Malik said, this is knowledge. For knowledge, you must come to the knowledge, not we go to you.
Subhanallah.
So then Imam Khalifa, he said, no, it's right what you say. He said, okay, they'll come to you, but you must teach them separately. Say, bye. You tell your sons they want to come class, they must sit with the other students. They don't want, they can fly a kite. You see? So we don't go, bye. You can be millionaire, baldi, got nothing to do with us. You want, you come sit here in the class. We'll give you advice. So sit there with the radio and we'll speak to you.
One more question, Ustad. Before we go for an interval, somebody says, yo, Ustad, what name can a wife call a husband, Ustad?
Darling, husband, honey, and John, so many names you must remember. Habibi, so like that. So many names you can call. I gave you one in Arabic, one in Urdu, one in English. So mashallah, whatever name he likes, so you keep calling him that.
Zulu, Ustad?
Zulu also, mashallah, you must say that. They say, you know, the king in Zulu. Uh-huh. So yeah, you call him that, whatever you say. Whatever name he likes, you must remember. Makulu.
Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning, mashallah. 084-786-3132. I'm not understanding the question. It says, Mufti Sahib, my fiance wants a competition stating that I must not wear underwear in public. I want out. How must I end this, Ustad?
So you must remember this type of things here. That, remember that, leave all these kind of things. That you're not married to him already, he's making all these crazy things. So my advice to you, read 2 rakat salat to shukr, and just call it off, all these things here. Yeah. So remember, when people start making all crazy demands like this, you're not even married to the person and they'll tell you all these kind of things. So just call it off, finish and blah, and make 2 rakat salat to shukr. Allah Ta'ala protect you from a big calamity.
I choose to be anonymous, Mufti Sahib. I am embarrassed. I am a man and I love men. However, after the monkeypox, I fear and I want to become normal. I am married to a man. Ustad, anonymous.
So if you're married to a man and you're a Muslim, then you're out of the fold of Islam already. So you must remember when you say that your name is Adam, and Adam went to get married to Steve. So all, and you say that now that is what you want, then you say, so you're out of the fold of Islam. So the death penalty is applicable to you. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Man baddala deenahu faqtulu. People who become murtad, if you are Muslim, that is. If you're non-Muslim, then I'll give you advice just now. But if you're Muslim, you're already out of the fold of Islam, and there must be the death penalty for you. So what you must do, make sincere tawbah. There's no such thing as marriage of the same gender and all that. All people who do that in Islam, remember that they are cursed and the death penalty applies. And then thereafter, remember that you must make sincere tawbah, read the kalima, then sever all ties with that so-called partner of yours, and remember that say, Ya Allah, for your love, I'm making tawbah and repenting and so forth and so on. And then if you're really sincere, Allah Jalla wa Allah will give you, you must remember, hidayat. But still you're making a terrible mistake. It's not because of the fear of Allah. It's not because of the love of Allah you want to change. You want to change because of monkeypox and donkeypox, remember that. So that intention of yours is wrong. It means if there was no monkeypox, then you will still carry on. But Allah told us, it's all haram this. Go read the story of the people of Lut alayhi salam and see in the Quran that فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Today, if you go to occupied Palestine, you go there to Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea, and go study the altitude there. Allah left these two signs, the land and the sand, one, and the water. I've been there several times. The land and the sand is the lowest portion on earth as far as the altitude goes. And the water, nothing can survive there, the Dead Sea, that Allah is showing human being. And you do all this unda, danda, upside down business, gay brigade and homosexuality. So your intention, don't say, I want to change because of monkeypox. I want to change, Ya Allah, because it's your command. It's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's command. You buy the cow, the milk comes worth free of charge. So similarly, do it for Allah's sake and the monkeypox will not touch you. But when you're doing it for monkeypox and donkeypox and what have you, then your intention is still not right. So your brother, you must come to your senses. Life is very, very short, and go get checked up, because we don't know how many times you were busy with that so-called Adam and Steve business. Maybe you already got some AIDS or sexually transmitted disease or monkeypox or donkeypox or whatever it is.
I see somebody says here, respected Honorable Mufti Saab, I am a sheikh and I have a female murid. I'm in love with her and I haven't told my wife. Can I marry her? She's got good akhlaq. And I made her tarbiyah. So I'm confident she is the one who started the sheikh.
So sheikh, let us just repeat your words. You see, you say, Ek is a sheikh. You said you are the sheikh. And you said you made her tarbiyah. So when you made her tarbiyah, you trained her and coached her and all. Did you make your own tarbiyah, sheikh? What crime your wife committed that now secretly you fell in love with this girl here? Your wife is now old and little bit not so attractive. Now you fall in love with this. Is that really the job of the sheikh or is the job of shaitan, sheikh? I'm asking you this question. What does Quran say? يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. I don't know you, sheikh. I don't know your wife. I don't know that student of yours. But what you trying to do is absolutely haram, because the shaitan says, and this is the job of Lucifer and shaitan, they cause separation between husband and wife. All your students, they will say, sheikh, you were busy with this lady and you're telling everybody you're making murid. So that is a murid you are making. Instead of connecting her heart to Allah, you're connecting your heart to her and her heart to you. Is that not shaitaniyat, sheikh? Therefore, oh, sheikh, I don't know who you are, but all you sheikhs who use your murids for your own ulterior motive, you're not a sheikh, you are a fake. You must remember that. And you need to be exposed. That is my advice to you. Sever all ties with her before you lose your wife and your children. So that is my sincere advice to you.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Ustad, I'm newly married. My husband is the breadwinner of the family. He doesn't give me cash on hand. He only pays for my medical aid. For everything, he says half and half, which means I pay half and he pay half. I feel unfair because I work from home. And I don't want
remember that,
that
what your husband is doing is totally haram. The day you got married 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 1 year, 2 years ago, whatever it is, when he told the Imam, the Sheikh, Mulana, whoever, Nakahtuha, I am married to her, Waqabiltuha, I accept her. So he has to provide roti, kapra, makan. He must provide the shelter, whether it's his own house or rented. He has to provide all the food and drink and all that. He has to provide all the medical. He has to provide the clothing and all the necessity, the basic expenses. For him to say half and half, totally haram. Even if you are working from your house, he can't impose that upon you. So he's fooling you with all these things here. You must tell him that we'll send out to you, send your number to us, and that's 084-786-3132. So Maulana Arafat will make a note and send you the podcast and let him listen that what he's doing, he's using you for his hidden agenda and ulterior motive, which is not right in Islam. In Islam, all, you see, let me explain to you how Islam works. My daughter is born. The day she is born, from that day onwards till she gets married at the age of 18, 20, 22, 29, 30, 35, whatever. So I am responsible for her expenses. And the day she gets married, then the husband is responsible till death. So everywhere the daughter will be receiving. So that is how Islam works. Therefore, Islam will say there's no need for her to go work outside and so forth. So what your husband is doing is using your Islam, or he's just playing on your emotions, and then he's fooling you by telling you half and half. There's no such thing in Islam.
Ustad, somebody's asking, is it fine for a husband to be with his wife in the labor room, Ustad?
So you must remember, today when our women, they go, they make appointment there with the gynecologist, they make appointment in the hospital with the doctor, so they go to clinic and so forth. So if you know that there will be men there and so forth, so then it's good for you to be there, then rather than leave all these strange men there with your wife. But if they're all women and so forth, or majority women and so forth, then you got no business to be there, because they're all strange women there for you. So it depends that how, what arrangements you made. I tell you all a story. You see, I'm going to Durban this week, inshallah, and you know that it is my sister's grandson. He's getting married. So the other day I was chatting to my sister and I told her that, you know, the day your son, Muhammad Yusuf, half is Muhammad Yusuf, then the grandson, half is Ahmad Umar. So that, Maulana, we must send you that invitation also. You must announce it. Nah? So I'll tell them that you can announce it Friday.
Inshallah.
I'll tell them they must send it, inshallah. So anyway, so it's this week, Saturday. So I said, I can still remember vividly, clearly, the day Yusuf was born. Because he was born in the house. You must remember our house he was born in. And when his father, my brother-in-law, came, I was the first person to run out of the house. I told him that, oh, assalamu alaikum, daddy, you're the father now, and so forth. Now his son is getting married. So imagine that in the old days, so much haya, shame, modesty there was, that our own daughters, sisters would give birth, remember, at home. The midwife would come, all these things there and whatever. But today you tell people, you say, no, we can't do this. We must go hospital, we must go clinic, there's complications, they does. Oh, all this year, we have been trained like that. We have been brought up like that. That otherwise, you just go back 20, 40, 50 years. Remember, I'm telling you, my own family, and remember that in the house they were born, and this, our own mothers, where they gave birth, at home. Mm. So remember this. But today, we don't want it. We must go. Best clinic, best hospital. Then we sit with all these problems and so forth. The men will be there, and 2-3 men will be there, and so forth. So remember, it's bare hayai, it's bare sharmi, 100%. So, but people want to do it that way. So in case like that, then you should be there, obviously. But if there's females there, then there's no need for you to be there. So that is what we will advise. But best, whether it's children, homeschooling is the best. And whether it's your birth, remember, call the midwife and all of them. They must do it at home and so forth. That is what Islam teaches us.
Somebody says, regarding the gays, I wanted to ask Mufti Saab, if someone is gay but knows it's haram and still believes in Allah and believes he is sinning, should he be allowed in the masjid to start?
So you must remember that a person today, how many people who commit zina, they come to the masjid. So remember that. So when he says, that is, he knows it's haram, he accepts it's haram, but he says he's gay. So he, how he should announce to everybody he's gay? So you can't prevent him from the masjid and so forth. So how you don't prevent people who committing zina, fornication, adultery, and theft and fraud and what have you? So like that, you can't prevent him, but he must be told that when he commits that crime, then is the death penalty for him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul." Like the person who commits adultery, he's married and he gets busy with the spay wheel, with the mistress, then is death penalty for him also. So we must explain to them the gravity of the sin as well.
Listener says, my husband was murdered 6 months ago, Ustad. Now his friend came to propose to me. Would it be ethical to accept his proposal, Ustad Anonymous?
So you must make mashura with your parents if you are happy, and yen mansa tuat is ana mansa brut. So now your husband told you that this is my best friend, but the best friend was not visiting your husband. With the corner of his eye, he was checking you out, you see, because you don't make parda, nothing. You say, no, you must be broad-minded. So you used to bring the tea, bring the chocolate cake, bring, say, I the Bohari chair, you see. She cooks well also. She makes nice cook sisters also. So now he wants to get married to you also. So now if he got wife and all that, then bad choice. Forget it. Don't go as a second wife and third wife. That you're asking me, so I'm giving you advice. And if he's not married, or he divorced his wife or whatever, now he proposed for you. So you must then make mashura with your parents. You know what is marital life. Allah give your husband Jannatul Firdaus, that you, your children, everybody should read Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana filli wali walidayya walil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. It's not compulsory that you must consult with your children, but if you have children in this situation, I will tell you, consult with them, but you must consult with your parents and then see what they say, and then you make a decision. So that is our response to that last question.
Ustada, somebody says here three times, urgent, urgent, urgent. Is paternity test allowed in Islam if there are doubts? Anonymous, Ustada.
There's no such thing like that in Islam. It's all shaitaniyat, all these kind of things there. So remember, Islam says, al-waladu lil-firash. That is Islamic teaching. You are married to that lady gave birth, finish, is your child. If you say it's not your child, then say that you reject this child and you divorce her. So in a case like that, then the child's lineage will go to the mother and not to you, and you end it up. So then in that, no, all this paternity test and this test and all that, it got no bearing in Islam, is considered baseless. So that is what Islam teaches us, we must remember. Okay, quickly, let me give you the rundown. 12 o'clock, the news, inshallah, with Brother Yusuf Ali. 12 to 1, Maulana Ridwan Gaji, and that is to learn the Arabic language also. And then 1 o'clock to 1:30, inshallah, inshallah, 105 after the Adhan, Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, and verses 11 to 18. Inshallah, we'll complete the Surah chapter today. 130 to 2, Surah Noor, chapter 24, verses 15 to 20. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:35, inshallah, repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:40 to 4, zikr and dua. 4 to 5, that Allah ki muhabbat, remember that how we're giving the love of Allah in our hearts, Mawlana Salim Dorat, 4 to 5. 5 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of the tafsir, Surah Hujurat, verses 11 to 18. 7:30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, month after dinner, and that is with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And 4 to 6, As-Safinatu ilal Jannah. For myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hati, and our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.